The UN International Organization for Migration Deputy Director General, Ami Pope, spoke last Friday at the end of a week-long visit to South Sudan to see the impact of climate change on people affected by last year's floods across the country. After visiting Unity State, Pope says the IDP camp in Bentiu is surrounded by water and thousands of people are struggling to survive. Pope says there are more than 110,000 people displaced by conflict and another 20,000 displaced by last year's floods in the country.
Here in South Sudan is where we're seeing the impact of climate change on human mobility. And when you couple that with a country that's gone through violence, that's still seeing violence, where people are in very precarious situations, the results can really be catastrophic.
Pope says internally displaced people or IDPs in Bentiu are struggling to survive after losing their property and livelihoods.
They've lost livestock, they've lost their livelihood, they're at the risk of disease, for example, malaria. So it's an incredibly acute situation.
28-year-old Angela Chagor, a mother of four, who was displaced by floods last year and now lives at an IDP camp in Bentiu town, says she and her children fled their home during flooding, leaving behind everything they owned.
I left all my properties behind, all of them nothing at all, including sleep items, the blanket, torch and sleeping mat, and everything because I am carrying children without a father. All the properties remained at home.
Lieutenant Musa Lasso, Director General for Climate Change and Meteorology at South Sudan's Environment and Forestry Ministry, says the government is unable to help the displaced but is working on a plan.
We don't have any immediate response to flooding, but of course the ministry actually prepared a sort of what is called the NAPA, National Adaptation Program for Action. This one actually deals with the issues on agriculture, smart agriculture, afforestation, early warning systems, and policies actually for climate change.
Lasso says the ministry is also working on ways to mitigate the devastating impacts of climate change, such as planting trees.
We are working hard actually on mitigation. For example, we have the 100 million tree planting project that we are working on, and of course we want to roll this project all over the country in the 10 states and the 3 administrative areas.
Lasso says planting trees will help reduce the impact on global warming. In the latest report by the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs on South Sudan's humanitarian needs, about 835,000 people were affected by severe flooding between May and December 2021. UN OCHA says above normal rainfall for the third consecutive year in 2021 led to prolonged flooding, which impacted areas that had not flooded in previous years. It says 80% of those affected were from Jonglei, Unity and Upper Nile states. On Monday, a major scientific report released by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a body convened by the United Nations, warned drought, heat, hunger and disaster will force millions of people from their homes, including those in sub-Saharan Africa, unless the world moves quickly to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.